რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. სერგეი ლავროვის განცხადებით, რუსეთისა და შეერთებული შტატების ურთიერთობაში გაცივება ხანგრძლივი პროცესი იქნება. თურქეთი ერაყელ ქურთ მებრძოლებს ეხმარება კობანიში ჩასვლაში. საქართველოში სასამართლომ კიდევ ერთი გამამტყუნებელი განაჩენი გამოუტანა საქართველოს შინაგან საქმეთა ყოფილ მინისტრს ვანო მერაბიშვილს. რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრი სერგეი ლავროვი აცხადებს, რომ რუსეთ-ამერიკის ურთიერთობამ ფსკერს მიაღწია. ამასთან პარტია ერთიანი რუსეთის პროექტის სამოქალაქო უნივერსიტეტის წარდგენისას საკითხულ ღია ლექციაზე ლავროვმა განაცხადა, რომ ორ ქვეყანას შორის ურთიერთობის გაცივების პერიოდი ხანგრძლივი იქნება.
Сейчас
ურთიერთობაში დამდგარი პერიოდი ხანგრძლივი იქნება. არამხოლოდ იმიტომ, რომ უკრაინის კრიზისი დასჭირდება გარკვეული დრო. ყველას მოუწევს იფიქროს ძალისხმევის გაძლიერებაზე კონსტრუქციულ კალაპოჩში და არა სამხრივი სანქციების კალაპოჩში.
Они в русле односторонних санкций.
ლავროვი არ გამორიცხავს, რომ სცენარი, რომელიც უკრაინაში განხორციელდა, შეიძლება მოლდავეთსა და დნესტრისპირეთის მიმართებითაც განმეორდეს. რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრის აზრით, დნესტრისპირეთს ექნება უფლება დამოუკიდებლად განსაზღვროს თავისი მომავალი, თუკი კიშინიოვი უარს იტყვის თავის ამჟამინდელ ნეიტრალურ სამხედრო პოლიტიკურ სტატუსზე. თურქეთის მთავრობა მონაწილეობს ერაყელი ქურთი მებრძოლების სირიის ქალაქ კობანიში გადაყვანის პროცესში, რათა მათ ეს ქალაქი დაიცვან ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტებისგან. პოლიტიკის ცვლილების შესახებ 20 ოქტომბერს ანკარაში გამოაცხადა თურქეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა მევლუთ ჩავუშოღლუმ.
ჩვენ სრულად ვთანამშრომლობთ საერთაშორისო კოალიციასთან კობანის საკითხთან დაკავშირებით. ჩვენი სურვილია აღმოიფხვრას რეგიონში არსებული ყველა საფრთხე. სწორედ ამ პერსპექტივიდან განვიხილავთ ჩვენი ერაყელი ქურთი ძმების მიერ მიწოდებულ და შეერთებული შტატების მიერ ჰაერიდან ჩამოყრილ სამხედრო და სამედიცინო დახმარებას, რაც კობანის დამცველი ყველა ჯგუფისთვისაა
განკუთვნილი.
განაცხადა თურქეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა. შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტმა ბარაკ ობამამ 18 ოქტომბერს სატელეფონო კონსულტაცია გამართა თურქეთის პრეზიდენტ რეჯეპ ტაიპ ერდოანთან, რომლის დროსაც კობანიში შექმნილი სიტუაცია განიხილეს. 19 ოქტომბერს შეერთებული შტატების არმიამ ჰაერიდან მიაწოდა კობანიში ქურთ მებრძოლებს იარაღი და ტყვია წამალი. კობანის ქურთ მებრძოლებს ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტები თვეზე მეტია უტევენ. საქართველოში სასამართლომ კიდევ ერთი გამამწყუნებელი განაჩენი გამოუტანა შინაგან საქმეთა ყოფილ მინისტრს ვანო მერაბიშვილს. სანდრო გერგულიანის გარდაცვალების საქმეზე უფლებამოსილების გადამეტებასა და სამსახურეობრივ სიყალბეში ბრალდებულ მერაბიშვილს თბილისის საქალაქო სასამართლოს მოსამართლემ დავით მგელიაშვილმა 3 წლით თავისუფლების აღკვეთა შეუფარდა და 2 წლით და 3 თვით აუკრძალა სახელმწიფო სამსახურში თანამდებობაზე მუშაობა. ამავე საქმეზე ბრალდებულ შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს ყოფილ მაღალჩინოსანს, ამჟამად ძებნილ გერონტი ალანიას მოსამართლემ დაუსწრებლად შეუფარდა თავისუფლების აღკვეთა 4 წლით და 6 თვით. 2 წლით და 3 თვით შეუზღუდა თანამდებობაზე მუშაობის უფლება და 2000 ლარის ჯარიმა დააკისრა. 4 წლით და 6 თვით პატიმრობა და 2000 ლარის ჯარიმა შეეფარდა სამინისტროს კიდევ ერთ ყოფილ მაღალჩინოსანს ვალერიან მეტრეველს. ბრალდებულთა ადვოკატების განცხადებით, სასამართლოს დღევანდელი განაჩენის გასაჩივრების საკითხს მათი დაცვის ქვეშ მყოფ პირებთან კონსულტაციების შედეგად გადაწყვეტენ. ევროკავშირის საგარეო პოლიტიკური ლიდერის განცხადებით, ბლოკის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრები შეხვედრას გამართავენ და იმსჯელებენ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში ზავის სტატუსზე და რუსეთთან მიმართებით სანქციების შესაძლო გადასინჯვაზე. ეშტონის თქმით, საგარეო საქმეთა საბჭოს შეხვედრა 20 ოქტომბერს გამართება სიტუაციის გასაანალიზებლად და შემდგომი ნაბიჯების განსახილველად. კეტრინა შტონი ამ განცხადებებით გამოვიდა ლუქსემბურგში ევროკავშირის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრების შეხვედრის დაწყებამდე. ევროკავშირის მესვეურებს ნათქვამი აქვთ, რომ 5 სექტემბერს მინსკის შეთანხმების შესრულების საქმეში და აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში სტაბილურობის დამყარების პროცესში რუსეთის მხრიდან გაწეული პრაქტიკული დახმარება მთავარი ფაქტორებია, რომლებსაც გაითვალისწინებენ რუსეთისთვის დაწესებული სანქციების ნაწილობრივი ან სრული შემსუბუქების საკითხთან დაკავშირებით. ორი ქვეყნის საფეხბურთო გუნდების შეხვედრაზე მომხდარი ჩხუბის შედეგად გამძაფრებული პოლიტიკური დაძაბულობის ფონზე გადაიდო ალბანეთის პრემიერ-მინისტრის ედი რამას ვიზიტი სერბიაში, რომელსაც ისტორიულ მნიშვნელობას ანიჭებდნენ. გავრცელებული ცნობებით, ორი ლიდერის შეხვედრა 22 ოქტომბრის ნაცვლად გაიმართება 10 ნოემბერს. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ჩვენი მაუწყებლობა გრძელდება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome to the start of a brand new week, Monday, and yours truly, Larry London, here to keep you company for the next hour. If you'd like to join the show, call 202-619-2077, and we will take your requests and dedications to be played on a show in the future. 3 to 5 days on average. Doesn't mean 3 to 5 days guaranteed, it just means 3 to 5 days average, because with all the guests we've had on, and tomorrow we've got more guests on, which I'll tell you about, but with all the guests, it kind of delays things. So we're a slow mover, but we get there, you know. Slow and steady wins the race. All right, here's a request now from Kuwait. Ginger is going to start off this week of requests, and her song request is for Ariana Grande, and this one is called Break Free on Border Crossings.
If you want it, take it. I should have said it before. Try to hide it, fake it. I can't pretend anymore.
Crossings, Ariana Grande, whose second album, My Everything, also hit number one when it came out. So congratulations to the youngster. She's just a mere 21 and already 2 number one albums. And because of her young age and all of the instant fame, the quick success that she's having, it kind of has a little bit of an effect on your psyche, on the way you start thinking and viewing yourself. She's a kid, virtually. I mean, you know, she's a young adult, but she's still kind of raw as far as maturity goes. So she's getting a bad rap. A lot of people in the media business are now saying she's a diva. She's got a bad attitude. She's blowing off her fans. She's not being polite and kind and courteous and professional to other media people like photographers. And so apparently she's called Miley Cyrus to ask for advice on how to make the transition from being a TV actress for teenagers and kids into the spotlight as a singer-performer for young adults and alike. So Ariana Grande struggling along with the adjustment of fame, and that's called Break Free. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings, and thank you for tuning into our show. The phones are open 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings at voa.gov. Go to twitter.com and send us a tweet. It's BCVOA. Or you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And this morning, I posted that tomorrow's guest on Border Crossings will be OK Go. And these guys are known for their videos, which have been seen by millions of people. So thanks to the Internet, a lot of people have a career. You know, without the Internet, it'd be pretty hard to make it these days. But look at Justin Bieber and people like that. So OK Go are Internet sensations. And they're going to be here tomorrow to talk about a new album, some new music, and their latest videos and whatnot. So I also posted some of their more famous videos up on the Facebook page, too. So if you want to check out all the OK Go videos so you get familiar with them, you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here's a Facebook request from Clementina, who is in Ghana, and asked us to play this one from Lionel Richie, Love. Oh, Love.
Show the world and all its people all the wonders love can bring. Give us strength and understanding. Give us all one song to sing. Let the music play. Play it loud and make it clear. It's time to stand up to a new world that is now so near. From the bottom to the top, to the leaders of the land, we all have one heart. Then our hand
and let there be joy in the world.
Let there be.
And let there be no sorrow.
Let there be.
And let there be peace on earth.
Let there be for all the world. We've got blessed thing. Oh yeah, say it loud, make it clear. Today all the walls are falling down. No more children are war. If we search in our hearts, all this suffering will be no
be.
out of pill. Whatever's making this world ill, you can't get forgiveness at the store. And peace, it's a politician's war. You won't find no resolution in the bottom of a bottle, in the stars or every star. The only answer to the problem is people, loving people. That's the enemy of everything I see. It's just people loving people. Whoa, 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 whoa. Words aren't what they seem to be. Talk is cheap and lies are free. We fear what we don't understand. We've been scared since time began. All the colors and the cultures circle round us on a span. It's a complicated riddle, but the solution is so simple. It's people, loving people. That's the enemy of everything, it's evil. Ain't no quick fix at the end of the needle. It's just people, loving people. Whoa, 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 whoa. You can pawn it all, the kings and queens and those behind the curtain. Say one can't make a difference in a world so full of hurt. But I believe the remedy starts right here with you and me, people, loving people. That's the enemy of everything. Ain't no quick fix at the end of the needle. It's just people loving people. It's just people loving people. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's just people loving people.
People loving people, and a people loving person named Garth Brooks on Border Crossings Edwina in Sierra Leone requested that one for all of the Ebola victims. And there are many, 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 many. The Center for Disease Control is predicting by January, at the current rate that this virus has been infecting people, at the current rate, if we don't find a cure, that by January there would be over a million people, 1.5 million is the exact number they came up with, who would be infected by Ebola. So hopefully they find a cure for this and do it fast. By the way, Garth Brooks was supposed to play in Croke Park in Ireland. He had to cancel the shows there. And then there was a rumor written about that he was going to reschedule. And his spokesman has just come out to clarify, Garth, unfortunately, sadly, and regrettably, will not be visiting Ireland in 2015. His schedule's already set, and it's booked, and the routing is confirmed, so it's just not feasible at this time. That's what his spokesperson said. Now, Garth Brooks is known for, you know, being a friendly guy, a great performer. He's so popular in concert that a number of years ago, 1998, he set a ticket grossing sales record. He sold 163,000 tickets for a show that he was doing on his new tour, brought in $3.5 million just for a show in October 1998. He's topped that. He's beaten that record. It was his record, and he's just beaten it. Set a new record last month for a Chicago concert. He sold 183,000 tickets and brought in $12 million. And that's for 13 shows, but that is huge. That's big, big bucks. And only Garth Brooks can do something like that. I want to say hello to Mino Rick, who tunes us in on 107.5 FM in Kenya. So hello, Kenya. And thank you, everybody in Kenya, for listening, for those who do listen on 107.5 FM or any other way that you might be listening to the show. Also, Rhea, who works at the Nora Elaj dress shop in Kuwait. She's there with all of her friends today, Tomorrow is her birthday, but I will not be live in studio tomorrow. Tomorrow you will hear a recorded interview that we taped with OK Go. So I won't be able to say happy birthday tomorrow, which is the actual day for Rhea's birthday. So I'm saying it now. So happy birthday tomorrow, Rhea. And I hope you have a nice birthday tomorrow. Braun Kate is listening to us. Abdi Karim Omar and Castro Marcos are also tuned into the show. So thank you, everybody, for listening and letting me know at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. A couple of years ago, we had this next artist in our studios. What an honor. He's been honored by the Queen in England. He sold millions and millions of records. Was a good friend of Elvis's. Told us some funny Elvis stories about how they took a shower together. Nothing sexual, but they shared a bathroom and a shower at one point when they were touring, and it was a funny story. But here is Tom Jones, and this is a request from Mino Rick, and this song is Delilah.
Hi, everybody. This is Tom Jones with the one and only Larry London.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. Saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
Against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Worry, I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask.
Radio Tavisupleba FM 107.4.
Radio Tavisupleba FM 107.4.
ყოველ დღე 22 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ 9:00-იან სომხურ პროგრამას.
Ամենօր Թբილիսի ժամանակով 22:05-ից մինչև 22:30-ը ձեզ ենք առաջարկում Ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը։
Լսեք մեզ 107.4 հաճախականությամբ։
Լույս մինեթ ყოველ დღე FM 107.4-ի Ռադիո Թավիսուպլեբա։
The Partridge Family were very popular on television in the United States right around the same time as the Jackson 5, when they were out in the 70s. Another family kind of act. The only difference is the Partridges really weren't related. David Cassidy was the teen idol at that time, and a lot of girls had his poster hanging in their bedrooms and whatnot. And that was right around when Leif Garrett was popular and Rick Springfield was popular on General Hospital. But the Partridge Family, Dave Madden, who starred in that show, died in January. This past year, and he was in the show as the agent. He was booking the family in all their different gigs. But anyway, thank you, Mogary Machuki, for requesting the song here on Border Crossing so we could go back down memory lane. Jack J is listening. Jesse Ellie Parker and Etienne tunes in Rwanda to 104.3 FM on his Toyota radio. And I'd like to say hello to some new fans who just joined us over the weekend. Meseret Asifa, Hector Marin, Emmanuel Boateng Kanadu, Gadi Star Odiong, Merendim Nadim, Haliru Kikradogo, Zainul Abedin Ba, Brian Kate, Alex Fernandez Celis, and Halam Desalain. So welcome everybody to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That is where you can find us. Coming up, Jesse made a song request for Taylor Swift. Taylor just had a big, huge party at her house. She hosted this at her own New York apartment, penthouse. She had about 90 fans in her house, and she baked cookies for them and entertained them and sang karaoke with them. And one thing she did that was very fun is she posed with the fans. She took a picture with 89 people, one by one by one. And one of the things she did was she said, "We can do anything you want to do. I'll take a picture. You decide the pose." So some people grabbed her Grammys and posed with the Grammys. Some people were holding her cats. Some people were doing other funky things with her. But, you know, Taylor Swift is just a sweet person. She really is. Who has, I mean, what singing superstar brings 89 people into their own home and bakes them cookies? So only Taylor Swift would do something like that. Here's Taylor Swift on Border Crossings, and she's anything but mean.
You, with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you, have knocked me off my feet again. Got me feeling like a nothing you. With your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I wounded you. Picking on the weaker man. But you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean? Switching sides in your wildfire lies and your humiliation. You have pointed out my flaws again, as if I don't already see them. I walk with my head down, trying to block you out, 'cause I'll never impress you. I just wanna feel okay again. I bet you got pushed around. Somebody made you cold.
Taylor Swift on Border Crossings. Her fans are known as Swifties. Are you a Swiftie? And Taylor was named the Billboard Magazine Woman of the Year. Something that Al's always wanted. But I'm sorry, Al, you don't get it again. Taylor Swift got the honor this time. And it's her second time around as the Billboard Woman of the Year. She won it in 2011 the first time. So she's the only woman to get that honor twice. Congratulations to Taylor Swift, who's just kind of getting started. She's 23, 24. She's just getting started. You know, she's got a long way to go with all the success she's had. Her new album is called 1989. It comes out on October 27th. And she has a brand new song that goes online tonight on iTunes at midnight tonight. So if you want to download her new song, it's called Welcome to New York. And it becomes available at midnight. So I know Mary's going to set her alarm. So she's up and she can download it right at the stroke of 12 and not miss Taylor's brand new song. All right, up next, we've got a request from Salem in Ghana. And this is a song that was number one for a while. It goes by the name of Rude. And it comes to us from a group called Magic. And here's how it sounds.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my hand to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough love, my friend, but the answer is no.
Sunday night, and when balls stay out till the morning light. would both stay out till the morning light, and we sang, here we go again. And though time goes by, I will always be in a club with you in 1973.
Crossings, and that is James Blunt and a song called 1973, a request from Diomedes de la Rosa, who's in the Dominican Republic, and thank you for requesting the song and listening to the show on Border Crossings. And James Blunt got married, so congratulations to him. He kept it low-key, though, but he's been dating the granddaughter of the Duke of Wellington, and she's a lovely, lovely young lady. And they got married in September, a nice quiet ceremony, and off they went for a honeymoon for a little bit. Sophia Wellesley is her name. She's gorgeous. So congratulations, James Blunt, on your recent wedding, your exchange of nuptials. Got to watch those nuptials. Protect the nuptials. If you want to make a request, give us a call, 202-619-2077. That's our phone number. You can always email bordercrossings@voa.gov. October 27th is a special day, not only for Taylor Swift fans, but also for Border Crossings fans, because we will start giving away the now 52 CD on October 27th. And on this CD, we will feature Jessie J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj with Bang Bang, and Megan Trainor, who's had the number one song in All About That Bass, Enrique Iglesias, Nicki Minaj, Iggy Azalea, Katy Perry, Pitbull, One Republic, Maroon 5, Nico and Vince, Keza, Becky G, and more. The Now 52 CD can be yours just for listening, so make sure that you tune us in. And we are looking for new listeners. Never have won before. For the first week, we're giving away the CD, starting October 27th. We're going to be very, very careful about that to make sure that we only pick new listeners. Here is a request from Adame Berry, and she is in Sierra Leone listening to the show. So, Adame, thank you for joining us. She says, I've got a song I want dedicated to Alusin Kamre, and I love him unconditionally. The song from Katy Perry is called Unconditionally on Border Crossings.
Get too close. Oh, did I almost see what's really on the inside? All your insecurities, all the dirty laundry. be free. Will you do the same for me? Unconditional.
Never thinking about who what I said hurt in what verse. My mom probably got it the worst. The brunt of it, but a stubbornness we are. Did I take it too far? Cleaning out my closet and all them other songs. But regardless, I don't hate you, cause mom, you're still beautiful to me, cause you're my mom. Though far be it from you to be calm, my house was Vietnam. Desert storm, and both of us put together could form an atomic bomb. Equivalent to chemical warfare. And forever we could drag this on and on, but agree to disagree. That gift from me up under the Christmas tree don't mean f***ing to me. You're kicking me out, it's 15 degrees and it's Christmas Eve. Just leave, ma, let me grab my Fico's coat. Anything to have each other's goat. Why we always at each other's throats. Especially when dad, he fucked us both. We're in the same cosmic boat. You'd think that'd make us close. Nope. Further away it drove us, but together headlights shine and car full of belongings. Still got a ways to go. Back to grandma's house, it's straight up the road. And I was the man of the house, the oldest. So my shoulders carried the weight of the load. Then Nick got taken away by the state at 8 years old, and that's when I realized you were sick and it wasn't fixable or changeable. And to this day we've remained estranged, and I hate it though, but
I guess we are who we are. Headlights shining in the dark that I drive on. Maybe we took this too far.
Cause to this day we remain estranged, and I hate it though, cause you ain't even get to witness your grandbaby's growth. But I'm sorry, mama, for cleaning out my closet at the time. I was angry, rightfully maybe so. Never meant that far to take it though, cause now I know it's not your fault, and I'm not making jokes. That song on the longer play, it shows, and I cringe every time it's on the radio. And I think of Nathan being placed in a home, and all the medicine you fed us, and how I just wanted you to taste your own. But now the medication's taking over, and your mental state's deteriorating slow. And I'm way too old to cry. It's painful though, but ma, I forgive you. So does Nathan, yo. All you did, all you said, you did your best to raise us both. Foster care, that cross you bear. Few may be as heavy as yours, but I love you, Debbie Mathers. Oh, what a tangled web we have. Cause one thing I never asked was what my deadbeat dad was. Oh, could I guess he had trouble keeping up with every address? But I'd have flipped every mattress, every rock and desert cactus. On a collection of maps and followed my kid to the edge of the Atlas. Someone ever moved him from me. That you could have bet your asses. If I had to come down the chimney dressed as Santa, kidnap him. And all the one has only met the grandma once. You pulled up in our drive one night as we were leaving to get some hamburgers. Me, her, and Nate, we introduced you, hugged you. And as you left, I had this overwhelming sadness come over me as we pulled off to go our separate paths. And I saw your headlights as I looked back, and I'm mad I didn't get the chance to thank you for being my mom and my dad. So, mom, please accept this as a tribute. I wrote this on the jet. I guess I had to get this off my chest. I hope I get the chance to lay it for him dead. The student said to fasten my seatbelt. I guess we're crashing. So if I'm not dreaming, I hope you get this message that I will always love you from afar. To my mom.
I guess we are who we are. Headlights shining in the dark that I drive on.
Blessings and Eminem with Nate Roos of the band Fun. And that is a song called Headlights, a request from Tommy Thomas, who is at home relaxing in Freetown. And I wanted to hear that song on Border Crossings, which is called Headlights. So thank you. Eminem turned 42 just a few days ago. October 17th is his birthday, 42. So happy birthday, Eminem, whose real name is Marshall Mathers. He has a new album coming out very soon, and it's called Shady 15. And it will mark the 15th anniversary of his record label. So if you're a big fan of Eminem, that's something that you'll put on your calendar, you'll circle, and you'll remember. Dem is listening to Border Crossings and wrote me a nice message on Facebook to say, I'm a regular listener. I support you guys, and I am tuned in. So, Dem, thank you very much for listening to our show. Thanks to everybody who tunes us in and checks in with us on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Tomorrow, OK Go will be in our studios. So if you're a fan of their music or if you just like good music, OK Go will be here tomorrow on Border Crossings starting at 1500 Universal. So you'll definitely want to check them out on the show. And the TV broadcast will also be appearing on our TV website. You can check out all our TV shows online after we post them, of course. It's voanews.com. Go to programs, go to TV, go to Border Crossings, and you'll find all our Border Crossings TV shows with all of our different TV show guests. We've had a bunch, and we've got many, many more to come. Some great guests coming up in the near future. I'm excited to see Charlie XCX on the telly as well. So that's coming up soon. We had her on the program recently, and we're going to put the TV show up online shortly. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much for tuning into the show. Big Al, our engineer, thank you. And Mary Morningstar, producing, directing the show today. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. We'll be back very, very soon. In fact, 1500 Universal tomorrow with OK Go. And more requests coming your way on Wednesday show. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.
Bring it on down. But you know what we need? Just a little bit of guitar. Somebody say one, two, three, four.
თავისუფლება FM 107.4
რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
ყოველ დღე 20 საათსა და 30 წუთზე თავაზობთ ნახევარსაათიან აზერბაიჯანულ პროგრამას.
Size her gün Tbilisi vaktiyle saat 20.30'dan 21'e kadar Azatlık Radyosu'nun verişlerini dinlemeyi teklif ederiz.
Bizi 107.4 FM'de dinleyin.
Kvisminyet Kofelte FM از شیویدی دا اوتخی رادیو تاویسو کلیبا